the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is increasing penalties for organized retail theft as smash-and-grab crimes rise in New Jersey. Governor Murphy says the bipartisan legislation increases financial penalties for retail theft rings along with potential time served.
We are going to protect the safety and financial well-being of our state's business owners, retail workers, and shoppers.
It also bolsters the resources law enforcement will have to investigate these types of crimes, with the Attorney General's office now creating a task force. A body found in the Passaic River has been identified as a 21-year-old New Jersey man.
Two fishermen in the Montville area found the body with distinctive tattoos close to Route 46 last month. A forensic expert has now confirmed the man to be 21-year-old Timothy Robinson. The endangered Newark resident was reported missing in December after last being seen leaving a hospital in Cedar Grove. Cause and manner of death are pending, but police say they are not believed to be criminal. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the FDA related to its refusal to approve flavored e-cigarettes. The High Court tossed an appeals court ruling that said the agency unlawfully changed the rules during the middle of court proceedings when it decided to approve certain products or not. Despite the FDA's denying of many vape-related products, flavored e-cigarettes remain available across the country. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. This is a big story. During his Liberation Day announcement, Donald Trump, the president, confirmed 25% tariffs on auto imports will start at midnight. He showed a chart at the announcement highlighting specific reciprocal tariff rates for other countries. He also importantly said there was going to be a baseline 10% tariff on all imports. This effectively will reshape global trade policy. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 235 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. The news also brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalpin, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Unsettled weather settling in each of the next 4 or 5 days has a shower chance in the forecast. Occasional rounds of wet weather, and as these impulses ride north of New Jersey, the most frequent occasional shower activity will be in the northern half of the state. And that includes tonight, rain shower to the north, otherwise mostly cloudy. Looks like most of the state stays dry. Temperatures dip into the lower 40s this evening, then rising into the 50s by daybreak tomorrow morning. It'll be a cloudy but warm day tomorrow. Highs 70 to 75 with a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Friday was settled in the 60s with lots of clouds. Expect showers in the morning and again Friday night. Saturday looks pretty blah with clouds, a few showers, and cool temperatures mainly in the 50s. Sunday heats up into the 70s before scattered rain returns to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Newark, it's 43, Edison 44, Mount Holly 48, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.